Did you go out to eat yesterday or today if you live in the city? And if you live in the suburbs, did you go out since last Friday? Of course, restaurants are still, the ones that were doing delivery and takeout are still doing that. But if you're able to figure out a way to have that outdoor space, patio space, rooftop space, I'm even hearing indoor space, as long as you're really close to those big windows or those garage doors. That must have been really nice. I saw on social media there were lots of folks that decided to figure out a way to, you know, get that reservation in. Joining us now, who can fill us in on everything going on, is Eater Chicago's Ashok Selvam. Hi, Ashok. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. It was sunny yesterday, so I got a chance to take a tour and sit at some of these patios, and people are in great moods.
So, you know, there was a real concern of just sort of who is going to go out. Are people going to feel safe enough to venture out? And what did you discover?
Well, there's definitely a disparity by neighborhood. You know, the city did not get a chance to launch its open road program, where they were going to shut down six major streets and allow restaurants to increase their capacity. So, you know, have their tables and chairs outside to, you know, properly social distance. 75th Street, for example, in Chatham, they, you know, it was pretty tranquil. Randolph Street was also pretty tranquil in the West Loop. But it is Old Town Lincoln Park over, like, you know, late afternoon, evening, River North. They were pretty boisterous.
Okay, so what's the holdup with the open road program that they're working on?
Well, the mayor last week, she said that, or it was, I don't know dates anymore. Time does not exist in my universe.
It's okay.
But it was earlier this week, Mayor Lightfoot said that, you know, we're going to go forward with opening date for patios, which was Wednesday, and also open roads. But, you know, it seems like with the protests and the unrest that followed, you know, there were a little, you know, considerations, which, you know, the city has not come out and said, but, you know, local chambers, local business owners, this was sort of telegraphed to them. On Tuesday was, in a lot of these cases, these restaurant owners were just being informed of the requirements for their permits. So, you know, there isn't just enough time for them to fill that out, go through the application process, and, you know, it just wouldn't work. So it's probably looking at, you know, at the earliest, late next week for in selected communities, maybe in Lakeview, down Broadway between Belmont and Diversey. But, you know, everything could change. Like, we have seen so many. If I have to use the word pivot one more time, you know, pivot to dine-in, from dine-in to carry-out to take-out. That's going to be the word of 2020. I don't know.
Oh, yes. We were asking, what one word would you use to describe 2020, and would that be yours?
So far. But I haven't had a lot of sleep, so I don't trust my judgment at this point.
Okay. So describe the restaurants. You mentioned the neighborhoods of Old Town, Lincoln Park, River North. So what was sort of the, you know, what was the ambiance, and what were you hearing from, well, first from the restaurant owners and folks working?
Well, the quote that I'm being brought back to was there was a new patio that opened up in West Loop. It's about 15,000 square feet. It's called Recess, and it's just something to, you know, behold. And Wednesday was their true opening day. And I talked to one of the members of the management staff, and they said, it's no longer about the spread of COVID-19. It's about the liability. So they were all making sure that the tables were 6 feet apart, that, you know, everyone, they had sanitation stations with big pumps of hand sanitizer. Their staff were masked up. They really wanted to kind of minimize the anxieties, you know, people would have when going out. I mean, I had a conversation with my wife yesterday saying, do you want to be part of this crowd? Do we want to go out and eat? And it was this, you know, I think everyone needs to have that conversation, because, you know, crowds by nature can be really anxiety ridden. Mm-hmm. And now in this new America 2.0, which Sam Toya, the Illinois Restaurant Association, loves to use, it takes it to the next level.
So tell me, were you surprised to see the people, the amount of people that were out? I mean, based on what you just said, I mean, even for you, I mean, this is your world. This is what you do. You go out to eat. For you, even, you had to kind of have that personal discussion with your wife about it.
Yeah, I mean, like everything, the weather is an underrated variable. And it was, you know, the forecast yesterday called for thunderstorms. They held out, but, you know, Pilsen in the morning, the patios were set out, but no one was sitting. Over in Old Town, it felt like it was a fall football Saturday.
Really?
People were walking around. Also, the pedestrians, for some reason, not a lot of pedestrians were wearing masks. Now, the state and city guidelines say you can take your mask off once you're seated and you're eating as a customer, but no one really bothered to bring a mask with them. So that was a little, you know, disturbing, especially on those sidewalks on Wells Street where, you know, it can get packed. But, you know, there was a vitality and a happiness. You know, I was talking to the sommelier at a River North restaurant, and he was just so delighted to give me advice on wine. You know, they study so hard for those tests. And, you know, the last couple months, they have no one to share that information with. Mm-hmm. So he was delighted to just tell me what kind of wine, you know, do I want dry, do I want bubbles, et cetera, et cetera. So that was kind of an underrated thing, part of my day yesterday.
Well, it's called the hospitality industry for a reason, and it's I'm sure just heartbreaking because they haven't been able to do that. They haven't been able to welcome people and provide that wonderful service to their customers. So I'm sure they were happy to be back. Did you talk to any customers while you were out and about?
I talked to a lot of customers. They were like kind of looking at you and saying, yes, this is what we've been waiting for. Can you believe that we're doing this? I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Am I, you know, am I supposed to be here? But at the same time, like the best was like there was a person in Pilsen. It was raining, and they were sitting down, and they just didn't care. They didn't care. They were so happy out there, and they didn't give me a name or anything. But it was just just pure delight.
Well,
so that was. Go ahead.
Oh, you mentioned that you do have to take the you can take the mask off while you're eating at the table, but then you have to put the mask back on if you go to the washroom. Did you notice that people were remembering to do that? I mean, what did you notice in terms of sort of these new rituals, that these new manners that we've got to have when we're going dining out?
Well, staff really needs, like, there's a lot of accountability with the restaurant to tell the customers that they need to put their mask. You see a couple customers like get up and, you know, they'll have their mask on and then they'll like sheepishly take it off and wait to see, hope that no one noticed until some server says, put the mask on, a little sterner, you know, teacher voice, and, you know, they tie it up. But yeah, it's going to take some conditioning. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while. I think people were a little like, at one hand, people want to establish their rules yesterday. On the other hand, people are more sympathetic because this was the first day. And, you know, they were like, okay, well, you have a little bit of a learning curve right here and we'll be a little bit more patient. But I wonder how this is going to be enforced. You know, there's so many things going on. We'll see what will happen. You know, it's the same thing with last call at bars. Mm-hmm. How, like, you know, how is that enforced? You know, the curfew was a big question yesterday with 9 o'clock. When would last call be? Would it be 8:45? Would it be 8:30? And the best thing was a River North restaurant owner just yelled, like, we are not going to do that curfew explicit. You know, you could stay longer.
Really?
And a police SUV zipped by about 20 minutes later without any incident. So that happened.
That's fascinating. So that restaurant owner said, okay, don't worry about it. We're going to make sure to take care of customers despite the curfew. Wow. See, this is why we love having you on, Ashok, because you tell us the real behind-the-scenes story.
Oh, I just don't want to get in trouble by the restaurant owners later.
No.
I'm too real.
We didn't mention any names of the restaurants. So is there any that you would recommend for folks who do want to dine out in the city?
Oh, you know, it's so difficult because not everyone, we weren't at full strength yesterday,
you know,
because of the protests, the big restaurant groups. I mean, I spoke with RG Melman today from Let Us Entertain You. They had a couple openings today in their Lincoln Park cluster. They're opening tomorrow. We'll have a story on that on you know, Lettuce's reopening tactics on Monday. But I only ate one meal outside, and I went to Ella's Barbecue in Lincoln Park. We had a late lunch because we were going from, you know, from Pilsen to Lincoln Park yesterday, and we were their first dine-in customers, and we ate around 2 o'clock, and it was as quiet. It wasn't outdoors, per se, because, as you mentioned before, if you have those large windows or garage doors that give up 50% of the space, you can do that. And I had a barbecue brisket sandwich, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic to put my elbows on the table. It was, you know, I don't think you necessarily need to go to the fancy restaurants to have a good time, to have that experience, to have that interaction. You know, your neighborhood, like, I'm contemplating and doing a list of best restaurants for families, and I'd like the joy of the hot dog stand with a picnic table. That just seems, you know, like Fatso's Last Stand, Winner's Circle, you know, without the abuse. That's not family-friendly.
I hope you do. I think that sounds great. So just to remind folks that, I mean, you still probably have to make reservations, right? And it sounds like more restaurants will roll out their opening this weekend.
Yeah, and a little, reservations are recommended, and the kind of rule of thumb that I'm hearing is they're going to limit you to about 2 hours because, you know, health experts are saying the more you linger, the more that you're going to be vulnerable for the spread. So 2 hours, and an interesting wrinkle that we covered earlier this week at Eater is a lot of those reservation portals, they are asking you for your health information, nothing like, you know, HIPAA compliant or anything like that. Nothing sensitive, but, you know, what is your temperature? You know, have you been around anyone who's sick? Have you been sick? And that's going to be, you know, you're going to have to be honest with that, and you're going to have to be forthcoming if you're going to want to snag that hot reservation.
Wow, it's a little bit like coming back into the country and filling out your little customs form there, right?
Honestly, you know, please print. Please print.
Okay, so anything else we need to remember about dining out? Definitely be patient, right?
Yeah, don't be a jerk. Don't run home and write a lousy Yelp review. You're not helping anyone. Don't do that, please. You shouldn't do that under normal circumstances, whatever normal is. And also, you know, take it easy on yourself. This is, you might think it's like, you know, playing the piano or riding a bicycle, but it's, you know, it's going to take some adjustment from you as well. So keep that in mind. People are just so upbeat right now about it. And I know not everyone is ready to dine in again, but when you're ready, you know, the restaurants will be waiting.
Well, I think it's very exciting. I'm surprised to see how many restaurateurs are actually going for it, because I mean, they're not really making money doing it, but it's a great first step in everything that's been happening as well. So thank you so much, Ashok Selvam. He is the senior editor at Eater Chicago, and you can read his articles at chicago.eater.com. Ashok, thanks so much. You take care of yourself.
You too. Everyone stay safe.